Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. My little daughter Kiki, she's heading off to an athletics event today. And Eileen, my wife, she's away. And ordinarily, on a day like this, Eileen would take Kiki aside and she'd give her a pep talk. And that's why I'm home. I'm home to try and help that. But Jade, you have a history in this department.
Oh, I do. Jambrew Primary School, War Hope. I was the team captain, captain of the green team, and I was all about pepping up the kids. And so I like to plagiarize and steal my words from other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've actually, Kiki, I've got some quotes.
Is your name Ed Sheeran? Oh, no, sorry.
It's Dean Lewis. So, Kiki, I've got some quotes here. And it's to motivate you. It's to get you across the line. You are going into the 100 meters and we want you to win. All right, Kiki Leith. These are the words that need to run through your head just before the race, all right? So you're pumped and you're ready to go. Quote number one. Confidence is 10% work and 90% delusion.
No.
It isn't.
No, not feeling it, Jade.
You're not feeling it.
Jade, come on. Bring your A again.
To be sure of hitting the target, shoot first and call whatever you hit the target.
It's all right.
Okay, that was from Tina Fey. All right, all right. What about this?
I didn't like that.
Look, are you feeling confident, Kiki, or you're feeling like you're a small fish in a big pond? Look, if you are, don't think you're too small to make a difference. Try sleeping with a mosquito. That's from the Dalai Lama. He's one of the most...
Well, what do you think of that?
He's almost like a Buddha.
Trash.
Okay. Wow, tough crowd. The road to success is dotted with many tempting parking spaces. Don't stop. Just run to the end.
Yeah, it was all right. It's all right.
All right, Kiki, nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible.
What do you think of that one?
Nobody puts Kiki in the corner. You have a dream to win the 100 metres. Just go out there and do it, girl.
Okay.
And if all else fails, trip people over.
Jade, you didn't even motivate me there.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
What I love about Fridays is, of course, GoFundMe Friday. This is a segment we do every week where we put the spotlight on a local family or person in need in the Illawarra who you might want to help out.
Absolutely.
You know, spreading kindness is a great thing. We're in such a kind, supportive community here in the Illawarra. I'm going to tell you a bit right now about a gorgeous little girl named Chelsea who's 5 years old. All right, Mum Rochelle. Single mum, she's got three kids, and being a single parent's tough at any time.
Absolutely.
But Chelsea has got numerous health issues, and they're after getting her a pediatric wheelchair. So this is a wheelchair. It's worth around $5,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, they're really expensive. And you know, Mum Rochelle is trying to raise three kids by herself, so money is tight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, her friend Kirsty has set up a GoFundMe in her honour. Kirsty, tell us about little Chelsea.
She was born with a rare chromosome disorder called 18q deletion syndrome. It affects 1 in 1,000 children. Her mum, Rochelle, was told that she won't crawl, walk, talk, or even dress herself or feed herself. She has a heart murmur, a cleft palate, and is deaf in both ears. She suffers from autism, seizures, dwarfism, and a mild form of spinal bifida, and has been diagnosed with Peirce disease. This is the one that we're needing help with. With Peirce disease, it's a rare disorder in children affecting her hip joints, and the supply to her head and her femur becomes inadequate. As a result, the bone begins to soften and break down, needing known as necrosis. This is where we're needing a wheelchair for Chelsea. She's been advised not by the OT specialist that she's not to walk. She can't be on her legs for more than 10 steps. It's making it very hard to attend medical appointments and that because her mum, Michelle, will have to carry her to these appointments. And
oh, wow. And so she's just 5 years old and she's got all of these medical issues going on, not just one thing, but a multitude of things.
And the amazing part is no matter what she's going through, as you see in photos, she has the biggest smile.
Yeah.
Oh, little darling. And she doesn't let these things affect her. She can still smile and be a happy little girl. And just all our hearts are breaking for her knowing that all these things are going on. And that's where we're trying to help now to get a wheelchair to just make life a little bit easier and to continue her smile.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, as somebody who's got a child with special needs, I know what it's like firsthand. It can be really, really tough. And I have the help of a husband. Rochelle's doing this by herself. She's got two other kids as well as Chelsea. And, you know, she's doing this all by herself. And to the fact that she has to literally carry her around at the moment, that's just so sad. That shouldn't be happening. She should have a wheelchair.
Yeah, no. And so that's where we stepped up as the Winoona Bullock community that we have here. That's where we're all trying to step up and do what we can to raise the funds to get her in a wheelchair and just to make life a little bit easier for Mum and Chelsea.
All right. And so, look, these wheelchairs, pediatric wheelchair, they're not cheap. If you apply through any sort of organisation, it can take a long, long, long time. Mm. They need it right now. So you have a GoFundMe page. You're not trying to raise a massive amount of money, but just enough to get that wheelchair.
Just trying to cover the amount for the wheelchair. That's the one thing that will be able to keep them mobile, be able to get them out of the house, attend their appointments, and also just so she can go out and be outside as well.
Yeah, give her some mobility and a bit of independence.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Well, look, your GoFundMe page, it is active right now. We will have it on our Facebook and our website as well. We say this every week and we'll encourage everybody again. Forget about your coffee today. Take the $5, put it towards the GoFundMe. If you can do a lot more, well, absolutely do a lot more as well. But a small donation can go a long way in helping poor little Chelsea to have a better form of life.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal here, is to get that, just to continue her smile, is what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah, good on you, Kirsty. Appreciate it. Let's all chip in today. Illawarra, $5, that'll do the job to help out young Chels. All the details you need are at our Facebook page in a matter of moments. 96.5 Wave FM.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Recently, I was at the tennis courts with my middle son, Jagger.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's super eager. He's loving tennis. He's really keen on it. And you want to encourage that.
Definitely.
He's only been playing for 4 months, I think. Uh-huh. 4 months, but he's just committing all the way. So he keeps putting his name forward for these comp nights.
Yeah.
And he's missed a comp, but whenever somebody drops out, he gets to fill in. Anyway, the other night he was at the comp and everything was fine. He was teamed up with somebody else. Now, what I noticed from the cage, I was on the edge of the cage of the court.
Yeah.
I noticed that the guy he was teamed up with was giving him pep talks as he was going along. No, not even pep talks. He was giving him advice. Okay, he was kind of saying, "Yeah, you know, you need to relax a bit more. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, don't run that way. Run this way. Hit that way. Hit this way."
Really?
Now, as I was watching this all unfolding, on one level, I was like, "Ah, good on him. You know, he's helping Jagger
out. He's giving him some tips."
But I noticed something started to set in. Paralysis by analysis.
Oh.
You know
so
that
Jagger
moment
was getting too worried to even try anything because he's thinking it's going to be wrong.
It was getting to that point where even I was watching, I was like, you know, geez, I should step in here as the dad, because I'm looking at Jagger, and Jagger's, he's younger. Yeah. And I'm like, he's not going to take an adult and say, hey,
stuff you, mate.
Dude, back away, all right? Let me play my game, all right? You wouldn't say that to the curious.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't going to do
good
that.
Child prodigy, all right?
You don't know what I'm capable of here. But as I watched it, I was there, and I felt the urge to go onto the court on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
To talk to the guy, but I never did. And that was all well and good. Then later on, Jagger says, hey, Dad, you know, I got really rattled earlier on. And he says, it kind of really knocked me off my game. So that made me feel even worse. I was like, oh, geez, even I knew it, he knew it, but I never did anything about it. And it's, I mean, what are you doing? Can you actually go into that situation and actually say to the parents, say, hey, dude, back off.
Yeah.
Would you ever do it? Would you do it with...
Well, look, it's hard. It's a hard one, especially on a tennis court. You know, walk out the middle of the match and say, stop.
Stop.
Put the ball down. I need to have a talk to you.
Balls down.
Yeah, balls down. Everyone, freeze. Yeah, look, I think in retrospect, hindsight, it's a great thing. But, yeah, I probably would have been like you. I probably would have been sitting there going, oh, he's a bit over the top.
I mean, there was a point where If a ball had been hit out of the court, I would have thrown it at him.
All right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We are live this morning from Damien's house from Leith Manor. So we're doing a live joke off in his lounge room. His son Jarvis has got the phone. We have to get him out of bed. He's in his hoodie right now.
He is. We haven't even allowed him to have breakfast. He's straight to work. That's how we roll. Work. That's it. No messing around. Okay. Joke off. Usual rules apply, yeah? Five jokes.
Yep.
Damien normally wins this, so just let's do what we normally do, yeah?
You won last week, all right?
All right, I'm going to kick it off.
Okay, go.
Okay. Two Aussies are drinking together. One says, "When I die, will you promise to pour a beer on my grave?" The other replies, "No worries, mate, but I'll have to pass it through my kidneys first."
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
There were three guys stranded on a desert island and they found this magic lantern. They're like, yes! The first guy rubs the lantern, makes his wish, and he goes, "I wish I was back home with my wife." Gone home with his wife. Second guy, he makes a wish and he goes, "Oh, I just want to be back home on my lounge watching the footy." Gone, back home watching the footy. The last guy's there and he makes his wish and he's like, "Oh, I'm so lonely. I wish my two mates were here."
Oh, Jed, you know what? Wait a minute. Where did that thing go? Who got the ding on that one?
I reckon that one's a win for Damo. One down, four jokes to go. We are one up.
All right, here we go. At the age of 92, my grandma started walking 6 kilometers every day, which is pretty good. She is now 95, and we have no idea where the hell she is.
A guy was sitting at home when he hears a knock on the door. Opens it, and there's a snail at the door, and he picks it up, and he chucks it out into his garden. 3 years later, there's another knock on the door. Open it, the snail's there, and he says, "What was that all about?"
Oh. I like that. Yeah. I do like that.
That's one for Jade. We are one apiece.
I didn't like it that much. Gee.
That's good. It's a good one.
That's good, yeah.
All right. All right. What about this one? I just rang the council to get permission to have a skip outside my house. The council person said, "Yeah, go for it, fatty. You could use the exercise."
That's harsh. What's the definition of surprise?
I don't know.
A fart with a lump in it.
They're both good. They're both good, but we'll give the nod to the fatty. Damien's got that one.
Jarvis was laughing at my joke.
We are two to one in favour of Damien. Couple of jokes to go. Oh,
Jade.
Yes.
One difference between men and women is that when a woman says, "Smell this," it usually smells nice.
A guy meets the lady of the night in a bar and she says, "Look, this is your lucky night. I will do whatever you want for $300. You name it, I'll do it." And the guy's like, "This is pretty good." So he puts his hand in his wallet, pulls out $300, and he says really slowly, "Paint my house."
I do like that. That's pretty good.
Oh, gee, tiebreaker time. That is two jokes apiece, a win for Jade right there. It comes down to the fifth and final joke each. Good luck.
God. All right. People say that love is the best feeling, but I think that finding a toilet when you have diarrhea is much better.
You.
Oh, my God, a toilet humor this morning. Sorry, guys, but they are hilarious.
Right.
They're
Damien,
hilarious.
Learn from your parents' mistakes.
Okay.
Use birth control.
Oh. Are you implying that about me? You look right at me while you say that.
I reckon it's a win to Damien this morning.
Oh. Snuck ahead. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
A good old toilet gag on a Friday. That is the joke off. Thank you to everyone who's checking it out right now. A bunch of people online. Thank you. Mary's there. Jenny's there. Gary, thank you. You can check out the vision at 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Tell me something.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Well, everyone was left reeling late yesterday afternoon when we learnt about the passing of NRL icon Paul Green at only 49 years of age. Now, he was found dead at his Brisbane home yesterday morning, just one day
after his son's 9th birthday.
Terrible.
And a lot of his mates have come out and said how tough his last year's been. You know, he's been really struggling when he got let go as head coach of the Maroons, and he was just adrift.
Yeah.
And Peter Overton last night on Nine News made a plea to all Australians.
If you are struggling with your mental health, please talk to someone. Ask, are you okay? Take a friend for a coffee, a walk, confide in your GP, share your feelings with your family. Just talk to someone. You might be surprised how many people you know have the same struggles. You are not alone.
It's so true. It's so true. He leaves behind a loving wife and kids that would just be absolutely devastated.
Absolutely,
by his
yeah.
And it's, if you do need to speak to anyone, don't go it alone. You can reach out for help and call Lifeline anytime. 13 11 14 is the number. Now, one of the stars of the British band that produced one of the biggest reggae hits of the 80s, this song.
Oh, yeah.
Frederick Wake Jr., the drummer from Musical with Youth, has died at the age of 55.
Oh, very young as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the band actually performed that song just days ago at the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games. So they've had a bit of a resurgence of late.
Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
It's the Stranger Things effect. If you want a song to come back,
that's what you want.
Give it to Stranger Things and it will.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's very sad. Gee, and yeah. Very sudden.
Very sudden. Look, he wasn't actually playing in the closing ceremony, so I don't know if he's been sick or he just hasn't been in a good space of late. Someone else who's not in a good space is, of course, Brian McFadden. I don't know if you've seen him. It looks like he's fallen into a bag full of Botox.
He looks at a bad way. Bad way.
You're like going, oh, that lip filler. That went lip filler gone wrong. He's the poster child for that. But it's got nothing to do with cosmetic surgery at all. It actually has to do with a bee. He's stung by a bee and he looks absolutely unrecognisable.
Wow, jeez.
I remember once I got stung by a bee on my ear. It was New Year's Day. I was driving from Albion Park to Jamboree, going up Mount Terry, and it flew through the window and bit my ear, and it looked like I had one of those fake plastic ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like Brian. I get a little bit swollen when I get stung by a bee. It looked like I had a fake plastic ear. I took some photos of it because it looked hilarious.
Well, I mean, it's good to know whether you are allergic or not. Just in the event. I know Eileen, occasionally, if she eats capsicum, will have the exact same effect.
You know, really?
Capsicum, boom, that's it.
She just blows up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, Brian Fadden, he's in a bad way.
Yeah, he's in a bad way. He should go down, though, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. He's normally, you know, he's full of a lot of hot air. That he is indeed.
Well, there we go. That is you to our celebrity buzz this morning.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.